Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
Hello, 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 everybody. I hope you are all in a wonderful spirit, state of mind, all that other good stuff. Brian's going to get us started with a universal message, and then I'll do the first reading, and he'll do a whole bunch after that. So, be ready, stay sharp, because here we go. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right. Hope everyone's having a great day today. So, I went to visit a very well-known reader here in my town, and we talked a lot about Mary, and so it was very nice, and so I'm really excited now even to hear what message she has today. I'm just shuffling, and we woke them up. My cards were sleeping, you know. So they were tired after the reading I gave today. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. So the first one, sobriety. Well, a clear sobriety. A clear mind is easy and able to focus and concentrate. Okay, that's a good way to start our weekend off. You know, sobriety. Watch your drinking this weekend. A clear mind on all serious matters, a clear mind is very important. We need to have a clear mind, especially in the days to come. I know that I have been working very hard with my own inner issues, and one of those was, you know, working to really get a good handle on my addictions, and I have, you know, and I'm proud to say that. I have no inhibition towards that. In addition to that, you know, and I'm not talking about just drinking or anything like that. I'm talking, it can be anything. It can be, you know, being flying off the handle when someone upsets you and not controlling anger. You know, not being overly emotional when things get, you know, hectic or overly stressed out. So, I mean, that's why a clear mind is very important. And we're coming up again with that feminine card. I allow my feminine nature to shine brightly as a valuable part of my identity. You know, people are just now starting to realize that the feminine energy can also be one that kicks butt. You know, and a lot of witches are starting to realize that now as well. It used to be that if you even mentioned the idea of bringing Mother Mary as a mother into any kind of Wiccan practice, you know, their head would just explode off their shoulders. But that's not the case. This is a dynamic, healing, compassionate, and understanding energy, which is something that's very needed when we're trying to keep a clear mind, you know, and trying to battle our inner demons. The last one is love. Love is the answer to all my questions. You know, this is the first time that this card has ever shown up that I actually have been working with this text in the past month and a half, and I really love it because, no pun intended either, but this is it's very well balanced here. You know, we need to have a clear mind. You know, we need to be able to concentrate and focus, and we need to remember that even our feminine side can be one that kicks butt and takes an action. Okay, and that keeps us in balance because normally our masculine energy is what does that. But lately, as of late, especially as the world is transitioning over into more of a matriarchal hierarchy or society, rather, whatever adjective or noun you want to use there, the point is we're starting to transition into more of a feminine one where the man is starting to be put down off to the side now. And finally, we learn that that is a balance. That's what keeps us in balance. We give them both time to play, and we do that yin-yang thing with both of them. Finally, love. Love is the answer to all things. Love is what gives us forgiveness. Love is what gives us redemption. Starting over, beginnings again. You know, and we forget about that a lot in our own daily societies, in our own daily lives, that we do need to start to love more. You don't have to love someone to be absolutely perfect and you know, they can be the biggest joker ever. That's fine. But if you love them enough if you love yourself enough to forgive them and you love them enough to leave them alone and vice versa and just hope that they have the best, even though at that time they weren't at their very best, that's what's so very important to remember. But I think that's pretty much the message that she wants us to get across today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that inspirational message that we all so deeply, deeply need. Okay, so I'm going to start with 303. I'll need only your specific question, please. Sorry. Hang on. Okay, I'm sorry, 303. Go ahead, dear.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure you could hear me. Can you hear me all right? I got some background noise here.
Hello? What's your question here?
I'm getting ready to make a relocation. And I have two different locations in mind, two different cities, I should say. I won't name them. We'll just call them A and B. Do you get a strong feeling?
Okay.
Do you get a strong feeling for either one of them? They're both good places to live.
Well, I'm seeing a bumblebee, so I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
Are there bees where you're going?
There's bees everywhere, but nothing out of the ordinary, I'm sure, no.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, bees are a good thing. They pollinate stuff and help stuff grow, like your business and money and prosperity, success. So that's awesome. It feels good. It smells good. Well, you know, to me, if things smell like baby powder, that's always the right way to go. So I'm smelling baby powder for you in the bee section.
Huh, I have no idea what that means. Okay. I hope that's a metaphor. Yeah, okay. My main concern with option B is locating affordable housing for myself.
Have you already buying a home or renting?
Just renting. Renting
okay.
A place, just
okay.
Like a little apartment, a studio apartment or something like that for myself.
Oh, cool. Well, food for thought, if you haven't thought about it yet, just about every city and state I know has housing authority. And or Red Cross, either one of those, which I assume would be able to help you out find housing that would suit you as well as your budget.
I'm sorry, what was the Red Cross doesn't participate in that kind of thing. What was the other thing that you said? The other organization?
Some Red Crosses do give you information on housing, like low-cost housing, affordable housing, housing authority.
Well, no, not in this case. This is something I need to take care of right away. So,
okay.
No, housing authority is not really workable in this case. So, no, on that one, no.
All righty. Well, thank you. Anything else?
Bye. Nope. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, Ryan, are you ready, my dear?
Oh, I'm ready.
And 617, Ryan will need your name and your birth date. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Beverly. My birthday is April 2nd, 1964.
Oh, you're an Aries? Ooh.
Don't be doing. I'm an Aries, too. Watch out now. Watch out.
Aries are fun, though. Aries are fun. What's the question?
My question is that I am struggling with my faith.
Your faith?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm struggling with it. I feel like, do I really believe in God? Do I believe that I actually have spirit guides that watch over me and protect me? And I'm questioning it. I'm questioning it. And I've never done this before.
Okay. Aries, let me just tell you a little bit about Aries. And Aries, in the nature of the Aries people, they're very impatient. They like tangible things. They're very passionate because they're fire. They're also very masculine. Well, I mean, the energy of them is masculine. And
the energy is not what? I'm sorry?
Their energy is masculine in nature because they're of fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are ruled by the planet Mars.
Mm-hmm.
They're big-time go-getters, okay? But they don't always think right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just run after it. They can be very impatient.
Mm-hmm.
But they like the tangible things, okay? They like things that they can get a hold on, you know? And some of them are very spiritual. Some are just very not at the same time. And it's funny that they're, well, okay, as I was, they are ones that can declare themselves easily. You know what I mean? They can declare themselves to be something very easily, okay? And their key word or their key phrase that they're very good at is I am. I am this. I am that. I am this. I am that. No, I am, I am, I am, I am. Okay, so once they have said that, they declare it of themselves completely. And they don't take a second glance afterwards, okay? Which
mm-hmm.
can be a good thing, and it can be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if let me just pull here. Because I'm getting a feeling that your apprehension towards spirituality has to do with loss.
Yeah. Yes.
And it has to do, I feel like I'm seeing kids running around. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but
mm-hmm.
when I'm feeling like sad about loss kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
then I start seeing kids running around, I'm wondering if it's like, well, first of all, it can be a loss of playfulness and having fun. But
yeah.
They're saying this is more to me.
Yes.
I'm wondering
yeah.
if it has children, that you lost a child or something like that.
No, because I don't have any children. Well, I've never had children, so that could be a loss as well.
Okay. So then that's probably where it's aiming at right there. Maybe it's the belief I haven't found it yet and I'm not there yet and, you know, I'm not truly happy, so God must be punishing me or there must
yeah.
be no reason to keep going.
I don't feel that God is punishing me. I feel like, you know, I hear everyone say, you know, you have to ask, you have to ask, you have to ask. And I'm never cynical. I'm not cynical on that. But now I'm like, I've been asking, and nothing.
Haven't gotten anything. Right?
Yeah, it's like, I've been asking, I've been doing, and, you know, I feel like no matter where I turn, it's not the right way to turn, and it's like we're supposed to sit and listen to guidance. That's not happening.
Okay.
So it's like I'm questioning, okay, what is this all about? You know, you ask. If you ask, then the angels will be there for you. They'll help you. And to me, it's like, what are you talking about?
But it hasn't gotten there yet. Now, let me tell you what I pulled here as far as cards.
Okay. Okay.
I have pulled 3 cards thus far.
Okay.
I have pulled the Seed reversed, the Devil reversed, and 6 of Pentacles upright.
Okay.
Overall, this situation right now, what you're thinking of, it's not as bad as you think it is. You know, or rather, it's not, the cards aren't as bad as you think they are.
Okay.
This reversed defeat, the 5 of Swords, 5 in numerology, you know, trial by fire. Trial by fire, upsetting upheaval, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is good. It's just utter crap. It's the first upset in the balance. If you look,
yeah.
Like, it's the storm that is of the storm, you know?
Yeah.
The Devil reversed. Now, this is important. Now, listen carefully, because this is very important. That you, the devil, right? Okay. There is absolutely no creature that has 3 eyes, bat wings, and claws and feet, and this, that, and everything else, and horns, and no creature looks like that. This is a metaphor. But
exactly.
I'm not looking at this. I'm looking at this, first of all, in the present, rather. I'm looking at this as what the House of Capricorn means. The House of Capricorn, because Capricorn rules this specific card. Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn. Principle. You know, those types of things, principles, perception and reality, perception, structure and framework. This is exactly what I'm saying about, or rather what you're saying to me, right? And what it's going to take to start out with the whole thing is for you, is by this next card I have for you, the 6 of Pentacles. That is a spiritual balance of both of them in numerology, first of all. This
wow.
is material success, Taurus of the Earth, the Moon cycles and changes. It's going to take you a little while to wrap your mind around what spirituality is. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little while for you to really grasp it all. That's perfectly normal. I even know it took me a little while because I grew up in a strict Catholic religious background. I was a Catholic for a long time, which is why I'm very close with the mother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Point is, this is balancing. Balancing it out. And it's mediation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it's upright. So this is saying, hey, we're going to mediate outside as well as inside. You know, my thoughts and perceptions with my views of the world as a perceptive reality. Does that make sense?
Yes. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. So basically, it's like things are not as bad as I think they are.
No, they're not as bad as you think they are, and they're going to take a little while. If I were going to recommend anything for you to do to maybe help you go along with this, is by simply being out in nature. You know. The thing is, when you're for something.
With me in nature, we are like, I don't care if it's raining or if it's hailing. I've walked through hurricanes when I should have been inside. I love being out in nature because that's where I feel grounded.
Exactly.
Very much in nature. I mean, if I could roll around in the grass naked, I would.
Yeah, I can see fields roll around in the naked.
Right, I love it. I love being outdoors. And I think where I'm at now is that And your cards, I agree with you 110%. Where I'm at now is that it's like I'm ready to go. I'm ready to step into what it is that I am to step into. But it's always like, you always hear that saying, wait for it. And I feel like that's where I'm at. I'm waiting for it.
It's going to take a little while because your natural energy is to just run after it. But see, the thing is, though, when you ask for something, there are roadblocks in the way. You have to overcome them slowly. Now, what I'm going to recommend to you are as a way to begin this and get this going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spend time out in nature. You love it, right? That's great.
Yes.
One, spend time out in nature. Read some philosophy. All right, read some philosophy. Don't, you know, read different philosophies or theologies and see which one really molds with you. That's how I got onto this whole spirituality kick. I read everything. I picked it up and I was like a sponge. I was just all over it.
It's the same thing with me. I'm now reading a book called When God Was a Woman, which I absolutely love. And I love books. I would much rather be reading a book than being doing anything else. I love most of the books I'm reading. It's about spirituality because I've been reading these books since I was a kid. While everybody else is reading Ramona the Pest, I'm reading a spiritual book.
Good. That's what you should be. Your destiny is unfolding because that's what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing someone unfolding a piece of paper, you know.
Wow.
And it's gonna take a little while. But they're only doing one at a time. They're only unfolding a piece by piece by piece.
Right. Right.
Your puzzle isn't even undone yet, or even out of the box yet. You need to keep reading. Keep searching. That's in Wicca. That's what we call new initiates. We call them seekers, and that's exactly what they are. They're seekers, and you're a seeker right now.
Yeah.
And Aries babies are new to the earth, technically in metaphysics.
Mm.
They're new to the earth. They have started out like I like to think of it as a big walkthrough. As long as you can kind of react.
Yeah.
So I kind of think like Aries are the babies, you know, which they are. And then you know when you get all the way around to Pisces, you've kind of been through every which sign, so you kind of have a better understanding about life every time you come back. So
yeah.
I think so my advice to you before we move on is on to the next person is keep reading the books, spend time with nature, and don't ask for anything big right now. Ask for something small. Like, I'm looking for my pencil, or say you've lost something.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite bracelet. Don't ask for it. Ask, hey, where did my bracelet go?
Mm-hmm.
And then wait. Sit down, think about it. You will probably immediately remember.
Yes, yes.
Or it will be randomly show up within a week.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Start with that. And then,
because
and
I
then,
do that now. It's like, okay, I know I put my keys down. Where are my keys? Where are my keys? Where are my keys? Where are my keys? Because I got to go. Where are my keys? And then it's like, all of a sudden it's like I will get an image in my head. And I said, oh, the bathroom. I would go in the bathroom and find the keys in the bathroom. And I always say, thank you, no matter what it is. It's like, you know, where did I put this? Where is this? And it's like, oh. And then I would get an image and I'm like, okay, it's under the sofa. And I always say, thank you. And sometimes I laugh and giggle. It's like sometimes I leave my keys in the door. And I'm like, okay, where are my keys? And I get the image, or I would get a word like in the door. I would go to the door, the keys are in the door, and I always thank you.
Good. Well, see that is a simple thing. That is a simple thing, and those simple things are what's going to build up your foundation. So start with that, and then if you want, you can find me. I'm on Facebook, or I'm around. My Facebook is www.facebook.com/Path of the Spirit.
Okay.
And then if you want, we can continue this further and go from there. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You're such a sweetheart. This was very good.
You're welcome. You have a great day now.
You too, honey. God bless. Goddess bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Angels Network with Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to the program. Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
And 310, I'll go ahead and pick your question now. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm just listening to the show and glad to be here.
Well, bless your heart. We're glad you're here, too.
Thank you. It's the first time I found your show. Thank you very much. I always am amazed how people like you and your co-host there, you just are just of service. And it's amazing, truly, about this Blog Spot Radio that everyone can just call on in worldwide and hear are these unconditional loving people. So it's amazing. Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful? I'd like to personally thank whoever created Blog Talk Radio. And as usual,
yeah.
I'd love to thank Barbara DeLozier for creating this wonderful space for us and Greater Good Ministries. So,
awesome.
So happy that you are here. Did you have a
thank
question
you.
Or did you want to just continue listening?
I do.
Okay,
I do
I'm
have
sorry.
A question.
Go ahead.
Let's see. I am an entrepreneur, but I'm an entrepreneur loving what I'm doing, passionate about it. I'm almost there. It's actually over in another country. So I've been working on it for over 4 years. But, you know, as an entrepreneur, you still have to be a responsible person, and I have a day job. So this day job now is gone away. So it's like, oh, I'm almost there. Now I don't want to get my focus off of what I'm my passion is, what I love, and what I've built up. So it's like, oh, my word. So, but the job that we didn't get paid, the whole company didn't get paid, but the possibility of that company being revived is still there. So the question is my paying paycheck. I am willing to wait, but it's an uncomfortable spot. I don't know if I should just, like, oh, try now and get the full-time job or just hang on in there, be willing to wait, and keep at it. So I don't know if that made any sense. It's kind of confusing. I've got a lot of things going on.
Well, first I want to tell you that I see a rosebud. So something is already, of course, as you mentioned, blooming for you. Cute little pink rosebud for you. And it smells very good, by the way, just so you know. And what they want me to tell you is there is not just one rosebud blooming for you. There are several. So at this time, you may follow your heart's desire. And whatever
thank
that
you.
Is, it will flourish like a bed of roses. Thank
that's
you, guys.
So
they're
beautiful.
Isn't it wonderful?
That is beautiful, and I can confirm for you this rose. It's all about England, Tudor Rose. And the product line that I'm developing has to do with rose oil.
Oh, get out.
No, I'm sorry.
That is so wonderful. Do you want to give a link so we can go buy your wonderful rose oil? If you're
it's
allowed
not
to,
there
it's
yet.
Not this one.
I'm almost there.
Okay.
I'm almost there, but thank you for
well, just
for
so you know, I also have a regular... Well, I'm starting a regular weekly show, and we would love to keep up with your progress, if you don't mind.
How beautiful.
So,
thank you. My pleasure.
So feel free to look for Tasha Harris on Facebook. And, you know, Ryan and I, we do this every Friday. And then, well, my show will be tomorrow for 2 hours here on Blog Talk. Love to keep
thank
up
you.
With you and your progress and everyone. Everyone is welcome to come, drop their link, their name, phone number, whatever they want to give, and we can all just help support each other, you know. Have you or someone around you had a little cough or a tickle in your throat or something lately?
I just had a car accident. I was in a car accident on Tuesday, and I have to go for an X-ray tomorrow. So all this is happening. So maybe the throat that you're picking up is me. I have a bruised the sternum.
Oh, okay. Well, just, you know, have a bit of honey if you can and relax. It's going to be fine. There's no need for you to worry, stress, even think twice. Everything's going to be fine. Go ahead.
That's so beautiful. So I shouldn't jump ship with the company that gives me the paycheck. Just hang and be willing to wait and just go through the process and keep at it.
Correct.
Is that what
if that,
is that
your
is
true
correct?
Heart's desire? If
mm-hmm.
that is your heart's desire, yes, you should follow your passion. And your passion will always pay you, and you're always going to love it.
Yeah, my passion is in England with the rose, but my day-to-day opportunity to get to England is with that company.
Mm-hmm.
So
hang in
there. I'm just going to hang in there.
Hang
yeah.
in there. You hang in there, and I'm going to hang in there with you. Send you some
thank
good
you.
Vibes, love, support, faith. Awesome. Okay, my dear?
I don't know who you are,
hang
but
on,
thank
or
you for
you...
being here. I'm going to go upstairs and listen to my computer. Thank you.
Oh,
okay. Thank you for being here today. Okay.
You're so welcome. You have an awesome day now. Okay.
Thank you. Take care now.
You're welcome, dear. You too. Okay, Ryan, we're at 618, and we have 20 minutes left. 618, where did you go? There's 618. Okay, 618, tell Ryan your name and birthday, please.
My name is Susan, and my birthday is January
17, 1947. Oh, we got Capricorn.
Yes.
Yay.
My question is, what does he see for me relationship-wise?
Okay. Are you talking just romantic relationships or relationships in general, like friends and family, or are you talking actual love, like being married?
Well, love relationship or in general.
Okay.
I was in a relationship and have known him all of my life since I was 9 years old.
Yeah, because he showed up here. It's reversed. The card is reversed. It's the King of Swords that they first showed me. I'm wondering if he was an air sign or something like that.
He was a Leo.
Oh, okay. Well, point is, they're showing me a man here. Anyways, the card is reversed. So, and I'm wondering, is this relationship, is it over?
Over?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, then that's the past one that they're showing me here. Present-wise, they show me the Queen of Pentacles here right now, and it's reversed. And I'm wondering why, though? And I'm wondering why, what's going on here? Why are they showing me it this way? The Sun comes up now, Swiftness, the Eight of Wands, and, you know, I think there's something along the way for you here. I think there's
something
wrong? No, there's something coming. There's someone on the way right now.
Okay.
And they're coming very soon, actually, because of that Swiftness. The Sun is a very lucky card have in any reading. Okay. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's a nurturing energy. This man coming in is going to be a very nurturing energy. There's a reason for this past relationship to be done with. Yes, you've known him your whole life. Yes, you know, you guys are very close. But those things, sometimes those things are just what they are, you know, they come for a season, even if it is this long of a season. You know, maybe you had learned some lesson with him, and it was what it was. I'm going to pull from the Angel Romance cards here and see what they're saying. I need a little bit more information specifically on this topic, and I love working with them. They're just fun. They're to the point. So I'm asking about whose future love that's on the way here.
Did you have a question for me?
No, I'm just asking. Okay, first one is trust. The situation is calling you to have faith. I feel like this past relationship has really shook your faith on things, and it's kind of made you feel, oh, well, I don't know what to do now. And, you know, I mean, I thought that this one would have worked out and that kind of thing. And it kind of bothers you. You know, and the situation right now, you're just saying, hey, time to have some faith here. Okay?
Yeah.
They're also saying, keep an open mind. Your soulmate may differ from your usual type of expectations here. The person on its way is not going to be exactly who you expect them to be. There it is again. Wow. Yep. Nice. All right. I wish, and I'm actually kind of sad. I'm not sad, but I'm happy kind of sad. It made me feel a butterfly, you know? Wow, this mm-hmm. is just... the top card that I pulled on tarot was the King of Swords, the Queen of Pentacles, the Sun, and Swiftness. You know, fast-moving energy. Down here, I pulled the Angel cards. I pulled Trust, Keep an Open Mind, Very Soon, and New Love. Wow. You know what?
Wow, that's great.
This is very great and very exciting and made me feel very excited. There is someone on the way, but I think what in 47, okay, 1947, that tells me right there you've probably gone through your, not to make you sound anything less than the greatness that you are. You've had many relationships in life, and they all just didn't
actually, I haven't.
Really?
I've had very few actual relationships, yes. Yeah, my first marriage, I was married 25 years, so.
Wow.
Yeah, this man was only my second relationship.
Well, it's time now. I'm really getting the feeling that the soulmate is coming in because that specific soulmate card is right there. And, yeah, that's what it is right now. Okay, they want you to clearly decide, they said very soon, okay, clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now, all right? But even
mm-hmm.
on the kind of a contradiction there, keep an open mind, but decide what you want, because it's coming very soon, that's kind of a contradiction, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's a younger man?
Maybe.
Yeah, right. I do have an open mind, that's for sure.
Point, they're all on the same token here. Your expectations may be very, what comes into your life now may be very different to what you expect or what you always anticipated. So, yeah, it could just as well be a younger man.
Oh,
and it's really soon, and it's coming on its way. And the last part is new love, a new person. And this may be a person that already knows you, because it says a new person has stirred your romantic feelings. This could be someone that you're interested in. Or maybe your own sexual appeal or your own womanly appeal, whatever, has...
It would have to be somebody new because I haven't been out there or anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't know any men or... anything like that right at the present time.
Okay. Well...
So it would have to be somebody new, I guess. But, you know, unexpected, like you said, unexpected things happen.
Exactly. So that's the message that they really want to get across for you today is new love is on its way, and don't give up yet.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and
I'm excited now. Have a wonderful weekend, both of you.
You too.
Thank you. You too, honey.
God bless.
God bless you. Oh, bless her heart. How sweet is that? Gotta start planning.
I just feel all giddy inside. I was like, I almost felt like she did. It was, oh my goodness. Oh, how nice.
How exciting is that? And, you know, I really hope more humans stay hopeful, you know, because we attract to us what we are already. So when you're depressed and sad, and I know we all get lonely sometimes, but I know it don't help stay there. So I encourage all of you out there, you know, just stay hopeful. I mean, what the heck, plan a date. If it don't come through, have a date with yourself. I have a date with Ryan all the time, you know. Says something funny, makes me laugh, and that gets you to thinking about other things, happy days. And then next thing you know, it's over. You don't feel blah humbug anymore, and life goes on, and something good happens. Just got to keep that door open. Huh, Ryan?
Yes.
I tell you. It's hard, but we just got to do it. Choose to stay positive, stay focused on what other good thing can I do today. and, you know, forget about what everybody else is doing and just do your part. Be happy. Love somebody, even if you just had a fight with them yesterday. Love them, forgive them, and keep on going, because it don't do no good. You see, I'm sitting over here mad at Ryan, and Ryan out with the boys having fun. And I'm going, how's he having fun? I'm mad. Well, I want him to be mad, too. No, that's crazy. I want you to be happy. I want you to be in love, doing loving things, kind things to everyone, you know? So how you feel about that, Ryan? There. I just want you to be in love and be happy. Okay, yeah. Hold that thought. Okay, 402. And I want to apologize, you know, about the chat room. For some reason, it's saying Foxfire is doing something. I don't know, but I don't want to push any extra buttons because I already got booted off once. I'm sorry, 402. Go ahead. What was your question?
Yes, hi. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Tell Ryan your birthday and your question.
8/31/57. And Ryan, my, you know, life's upside down and inside out.
Oh, you're a Virgo. So nice.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's going on?
Well, like I said, everything in my life is really bad, and I have was hoping maybe some answers from heaven.
What? Why do I see a car accident?
I don't know.
Well, maybe that's exactly how you feel. You just feel like you got into a huge car accident.
I don't know.
On the same token, I recommend you wear your seatbelt, please. I'm going to pull a few cards here, and then we're going to see what's going on. Virgo,
okay.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you, Virgo, when your world is all messed up, it really throws you guys off center. That's fine. You need to be thrown off center every once in a while, but not all the time. And
right now,
it's an all-the-time thing. They really want me to tell you to wear your seatbelt again. I don't know. Just wear your seatbelt. But I'm going to pull a few cards here. High Priestess. Nice. That's big right now. High Priestess card is saying this is the moon cycles and changes, first of all. Cycles and changes. You're going through them right now. You're going through them right now. Cycles and changes. All right? Intuition, the higher powers, mystery, subconscious, you know. She knows the inner secret. She is within. You need to go within. That is the first thing that's happening right here. These cycles and changes are all about what's going on right now, and it's happening for a reason, okay? It doesn't sound like how it, I know you're thinking. How can I find any healing in any of this? I know, I understand that.
Yeah.
There's always a silver lining to everything. Now, the next card I pull, 9, Despair and Cruelty. The Gemini aspect, the twins have separated. Mars energy has come in and screwed everything up. 9 of Swords, Despair and Cruelty. It's reversed. Okay? Now, reversed. This is hopelessness. Severe depression.
Right.
You're not on the road of depression yet. There is no hopelessness. There is a way out of this. A part of you has confused, you know, deep introspection with deep depression. There is a difference between the two.
I feel like I'm in such a depression that it might even be an oppression.
Right, and it will do that to you. It will do that to you. It is not fun. No one likes it. The twins of Gemini have completely separated apart, but see, here's the thing that this is telling me. This 9. 9 is a fulfillment or things coming to a close or getting ready to start over again. You've been warned, young Virgo. You have been warned.
Been warned about what?
The things starting over again. You know, this could be, now, let me just give you both sides of the coin here. All right? You've been warned that if you keep living in
if you don't find the silver lining soon, it's going to keep going. It's going to keep going. It's going to keep going. But the other side of this is fulfillment or things coming to a close. You, the High Priestess, who is in control of her destiny, who knows the answers, who knows the secrets, right, is in control of ending this or continuing it. Now, pull a few more. All right. I pull the King of Swords, the King of Cups, and the Lovers. And now Gemini is back together. Kind of weird. Are we? Is a lot of this having to do with an old relationship?
I do have a relationship for a long time that I've been waiting, you know, for things to get better. But, you know, it kind of goes, everything's a mess for me.
All right, I don't see that relationship getting better anyway. I don't know if that relationship's going to get better right away soon. I don't think it is right now, honestly, and I'm not going to lie to you because that's not what I do. You know, I don't think it's going to get better right now. I think right now what needs to do or what needs to happen is you need to take command. You need to take control of the reins of your life, and you need to drive through this.
I'm concerned about the car accident. Is this him?
Just swear your seatbelt. I really
feel... It's for me. The car accident's for me, not for someone I love.
I don't know. I'm saying they just said swear your seatbelt. Last time I didn't give a message like that, my throat was not feeling good for about a day, and I didn't like it, so I'm telling you the image. Now, that car accident idea could be exactly how you're feeling right now. So, you have two separate coins there, okay? But I want to say, time for you to stand up, pick yourself up by your boots, and it's time to grab the wheel, get on the horse and ride it, and push through this, because you can do it. They're showing me great strength. I have another 9 that's pulled here, this great strength. You have to go through with this. The Mars energy and the Aries energy here, very important, because that is saying a battle, a fight, a struggle. Work through it. Be in action. You can do this. You can do this. It's on its way through right now. All this stuff is cycling. All this stuff is cycling. But you need to get through this. And you need to have the strength to do it. You have it. You just have to muster up that last little bit. That it's like they're showing me that Bible verse and faith like a mustard seed. You have it. You can have that little bit of strength and think that it's all gone, but that little bit will push you through anything. Because that is faith. You can do this.
Yeah.
You can get through this. You need to push through this. And I know you can. And I feel like right now, you got a little bit more strength. That I feel like that seed got a little bit of water on it now. And it's starting to come.
From you.
You can do this. You can do this, young Virgo. You just need to push through. You can do it.
I wish I was young.
Well, you are young in spirit. That's just fine.
Yeah.
You are young in spirit right now. And you can push through this. You use your old experiences and your old energies and your old experiences and your old the former experiences and those things like that. That is how you push through this. That is how you get through this. You integrate faith, the higher and lower energies, and you look at them again. Because it all starts with you. The significator in this whole thing is the High Priestess card for you. And that Princess of Pentacles here towards the end is saying, you have that rooted, grounded earth strength. You just need to employ it. That Dominion card here, that Two of Wands, is saying, yeah, I can do this. You will do this. But only if you want to. But only if you feel that you can muster up that little bit that's left. It's like Jack in Titanic when he says to Rose, that fire I love about you is almost out. Honey, your fire's not out yet.
give it some air, and jump on the horse, and go for it. Okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I would love to know my guardian angel's name or more about her.
They're showing me Rachel. I don't know. They're showing me someone named Rachel. Or
I got an R figure. Also, Ryan.
Okay. It might be an R name, or Rachel is the first name, which is funny because that's my dog's name. But we can agree that it's that's an R name, and even it's gonna come to you tonight, actually, in a dream. That's when it's gonna come to you. It's gonna come to you tonight in a dream. They want you to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Go to bed at 8 o'clock, and they want you to drink some tea before you go to bed. Drink. If you have tea, or run out to the dollar store real quick right now, and pick up some of that sleepy time tea. It has chamomile and peppermint, verdigris, and echinacea in it. They want you to pick that up. They want you to make it, and they don't want you to steep it for 5 minutes. No, they want you to make an infusion with it. Okay? What you're going to do, you're going to take it, and you're going to put it in boiling water, and you're going to let it steep with a cover for 15 minutes. This gets all the oils out of the plant matter and gets it going. Go to bed. Drink it all before you go to bed. No honey, no nothing. Just drink it as it is. It might taste a little wonky, but that peppermint tastes just magnificent. Okay?
Okay.
Go to bed in the morning. In the morning when you wake up, write everything down. There's answers coming to you tonight. I know it. I feel it. Because I'm seeing a letter coming in the mail. And it's not like snail mail. It's like an email, like instant kind of thing. It's coming quick. They want you to read the email tonight in your sleep. It's going to be in a dream. Some of your answers are going to come in your dream tonight. But in the morning, they want you to write it all down before you even get out of bed. So get the key.
All right.
At 8 o'clock.
It's almost 8 now. I can't, but I'll go to bed as soon as I can.
Okay, well, maybe that's a metaphor then, because 8 is a power number. So, and then put a notebook and pencil next to your bed, and then when you wake up in the morning, write it all down. But I'm conducive to say that it's an R name, and I'm really, really, really willing to go with Rachel, the strong Hebrew name. So,
right.
But that's what I have for you, and I hope you're going to get through this. You will.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. Bye.
Love you. Bless her heart. And we're going to exit the show with a little light meditation music. God bless you, Ryan. God bless everyone. We love you, and we'll see you next Friday.